Public Radio KMXT is supported by a grant from North Pacific Fuel, serving and continuing the tradition of excellent service to the community at three locations: Marine Dock at 715 Shelikoff Street, Gas & Go at the Y, and Gas & Go at Mill Bay.
Good afternoon on a very lovely afternoon, very warm too. It is 59 degrees here in Kodiak. It is 60 degrees up here on Signal Hill. And I drove in from the flats a little while ago. It was 59 all the whole way in along the road and everything. So a very nice, beautiful afternoon. Plus we didn't get all the rain they were forecasting over the weekend. Can't beat that with a stick. Today, what's left of it, sunny with a high near 61. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 51. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 60. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low near 50. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. Looking at the long-range forecast, lots of sunny, some partly cloudy. And as we get into Saturday and Sunday, it looks like a chance of rain. But temperatures in the 60s during the day and mid-50s at night. We have local news after NPR headlines coming up in just a moment.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a Louisiana law requiring doctors who provide abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports conservative Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the court's four liberal justices in preserving abortion precedents.
He said the legal doctrine of stare decisis means adhering to precedent, and there are good reasons for that. People know what the rules of the game are. They don't think that courts are just deciding controversial issues based on their personal beliefs. It has pragmatic benefits.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. The nation's top court dealt a blow to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in ruling the president can fire the director at will. NPR's Asma Khalid reports Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is defending her signature achievement.
The consumer watchdog agency was the brainchild of Elizabeth Warren, who at the time was a professor at Harvard Law School. It was created in the wake of the financial crisis, but it's long been a thorn in the side of many Republicans. This decision is largely a win for conservatives, but Warren tried to strike an optimistic tone. She took to Twitter to say that after years of industry attacks and GOP opposition, a conservative Supreme Court has affirmed that the CFPB itself and the law that created it are constitutional. Ruling that the president can fire the director without cause is a hit to the Bureau's fiercely guarded independence. But, she says, the court makes it clear the CFPB has the right to exist, and it's here to stay. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Boeing's 737 MAX jet is a step closer to getting recertified and back in the air 16 months after two deadly crashes and the loss of hundreds of lives. NPR's David Shaper reports the FAA is conducting a series of test flights this week, which started today in the Seattle area.
Regulators around the world grounded the 737 MAX in March of last year after the second of two crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed 346 people. Both crashes are blamed in part on a flawed flight control system that erroneously sent the planes into nosedives. In a statement, the FAA says its test pilots will evaluate changes Boeing has made to that flight control system, taking the plane through a wide array of flight maneuvers and emergency procedures to assess whether the changes meet FAA certification standards. The test flights are expected to continue over 3 days, and the FAA says there are a number of additional steps of the certification process that must be completed before the plane can be cleared to fly passengers again. David Shaper, NPR News.
The man known as the Golden State Killer who terrorized California in the 70s and 80s is pleading guilty. In a rare moment, Joseph James DeAngelo Jr., former police officer, spoke up in court today. He acknowledged he would plead guilty to 13 murders and confessed to dozens of rapes. Under a plea agreement, he gets life in prison instead of the death penalty. This is NPR News.
And this is NPR member station KMXT Kodiak.
NPR News es presentada a usted en parte por la Providence Kodiak Island Centro de Asesoramiento. Para una cita o más información, por favor llama al 907-481-2400.
Good afternoon again. I'm Maggie Wall. And looking at the weather again for Kodiak, fair skies at the airport, mighty fair skies up here on Signal Hill, 59 degrees out there, 60 degrees up here. Forecast is calling for mostly sunny today with a high near 61. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 60. And then tomorrow night, low around 50. Good weather in the forecast, although as we get to the long-range forecast for the weekend, they're talking chance of rain. In Anchorage right now, 58 degrees, mostly cloudy. It's warmer here than over there. And we're not going to Homer yet, but I'll just tell you because we're looking forward and hopeful for the fairies coming here real soon. In Homer right now, fair skies, 57 degrees. In local news, a reminder that tomorrow is the deadline for commercial fishing businesses to include their payroll for crew members when they apply for the Paycheck Protection Program. The state announced the changes on the 25th last week. Previously, the PPP, as it's called, recognized crew members as self-employed, but by the Internal Revenue Service. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Dan Sullivan, and Congressman Don Young urged the Department of Treasury and Small Businesses Administration to make the fix. Murkowski said last month that the previous requirement left crew wages out of the equation when applying for the loans.
The PPP really didn't account for the fact that so many of our businesses in Alaska are seasonal. And, you know, when you think about the fisheries out there in Bristol Bay, that's certainly a seasonal business. It's the very definition of it.
In that announcement, she also said, quote, "Enabling fishermen to secure the resources they need through PPP is not only fair, it makes that these businesses are so critical to Alaska, having a fighting chance to stay afloat." Senator Sullivan called the new rule, quote, "a common sense fix." A reminder, the deadline is tomorrow. Individual crew members will be able to calculate up to $100,000 in payroll made over a 12-week period. The PPP will be 2.5 times that total average. For example, if a crew member made $100,000, that would be divided by 12, which equals $8,300. Then that is multiplied by 2.5, and it equals $20,800. Fishermen have until tomorrow, that's it, tomorrow, to apply for those funds. That information didn't come about until late last week, so it's important that fishermen be aware that that deadline is on top of them. In other local news, Kodiak's hospital will be looking for a new chief administrator. Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center has announced that Dr. Gina Bishop will be resigning from her position at the hospital. Bishop has served the hospital in many capacities over her 8-year tenure as manager of emergency services, as chief nurse executive, and as hospital administrator, overseeing the hospital, Chiniac Bay Elder House, and Providence Kodiak Island Counseling Center. Recently, Bishop received criticism for her handling of labor negotiations with hospital staff earlier this year, nearly leading to a strike at the onset of Kodiak's COVID-19 pandemic response in March, which put Kodiak in the state and national spotlight. Many hospital employees had been working for nearly a year without a contract, as their bargaining organization, the Alaska Medical Employees Association, the AMEA, sought to secure a benefits package for workers. The contract disagreements culminated in an AMEA vote in March to authorize a strike. Demonstrations in front of the hospital and newspaper ads from both sides staking their claims. The hospital then sued the AMEA in federal court and even petitioned President Trump to use his executive power to stop the strike, citing the community's need during the COVID-19 pandemic. Soon after, a contract was negotiated and the strike was called off, but not without many employees speaking about an erosion of good faith between employees and administration. Bishop had accomplished much during her tenure at Providence Kodiak. She helped partner with the University of Alaska Anchorage to bring a Bachelor of Science in Nursing to Kodiak and expanded therapies and special services. An interim administrator will be announced soon. Bishop's last day at Providence will be on July 6th. There was a steady stream of cars that pulled into the parking lot at the Kodiak High School on Saturday afternoon as part of the city's annual community cleanup day. And the drivers hauled in a lot of stuff they hadn't thought about in a while, things like old paint, batteries, and other hazardous household wastes. Jeff Johnson, the landfill supervisor for the Kodiak Island Borough, was busy working the forklift, but maybe not as much as in years past. And he says that's not necessarily a bad thing.
The smaller it gets, the better it is, because we're still getting the same amount of stuff at the landfill. We're just getting it throughout the year more instead of everybody storing it up and saving it just for this event.
But Jenna Hassinger, the environmental specialist for the borough, said she was surprised about the amount of old oil that people dropped off.
Someone said they had it for 10 years. I heard 5 years too, so people like to keep things pretty long, I guess.
But Hassinger says there's no need to do that because households can take up to 40 pounds of hazardous waste to the dump once a month for free. Contractors from Anchorage were on hand. They'll take the waste collected Saturday off the island and make sure they get proper disposal. Last year, more than 23,000 pounds of hazardous waste were collected, and the year before, more than twice that much waste was brought in for disposal. Beginning Monday morning, people will have to wear masks indoor in public places like restaurants and stores and on public transit in Anchorage. That's in Anchorage. But that mask mandate may not apply to state employees. Hours after Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz announced the mask order on Friday, Attorney General Kevin Clarkson sent out a memo declaring an exception for state buildings. Quote, "The recent enactment does not apply to State of Alaska buildings and facilities within the municipality of Anchorage. The governor supports State of Alaska employees that want to voluntarily wear face masks or face coverings to assist in the mitigation of COVID-19, end quote. Berkowitz's original order says the employers are responsible for making sure employees wear face coverings while interacting with members of the public and each other, unless they remain 6 or more feet apart. Again, that is in Anchorage. If you're going to be in Anchorage, be sure to have your face covering, as it's now required in most areas in Anchorage. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have Fish Radio, and then after that, the Island Messenger.
KMXT Local News is underwritten in part by
GCI. GCI has adjusted store hours across the state to keep our customers and employees as safe as possible during this time. The most up-to-date store hours are available on GCI.com.
And by Ardinger's Fine Furnishings, proud to offer a variety of sofas and love seats made in Oregon by Stanton, as well as massage and zero-gravity chairs by Human Touch. Find the fabric and style that fits your lifestyle in the store or by special order. Also featuring inviting rugs, lamps, and accessories for your home at Ardinger's, 486-5554.
This is Alaska Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch. Keys to the Gulf Cod Crash. More after this.
Grundins urges everyone to buy seafood directly from community-supported fisheries at localcatch.org. Your CSF purchases will help U.S. fishing towns thrive. Grundins, supporting fisheries around the world since 1926.
Warmer temperatures on the ocean bottom were key in causing the cod crash in the Gulf of Alaska. That's the conclusion of a NOAA fisheries study that connected low numbers of cod of all ages to loss of spawning grounds in the 2013 to 2016 heat wave called the Blob, the largest warm water event ever recorded in the North Pacific. Pacific cod are unique among all cod species because they only spawn once in a season and have eggs that adhere to the ocean floor. But the eggs have a very narrow temperature range for hatch success. And during the heat wave, Gulf of Alaska waters reached nearly 61 degrees compared to a norm closer to 50 degrees. Right after that, they saw no first-year cod. Lead researcher Ben Laurel collected tiny cod from nearshore waters around Kodiak in 2018 to bring back to the Alaska Fisheries Science Center in Newport, Oregon. They've followed the fish since to see how they're recovering from blob effects. Laurel said in a previous interview that things might be taking a turn for the better.
2017, the ocean temperatures started to get back to normal, and we did see a sign of some fish, which was good because we hadn't seen fish earlier than that.
The research is providing a window into how Alaska cod will fare in a changing climate.
So it's sort of a dress rehearsal, I think, for things to come. And it's encouraging that we had responsive action to this really drastic reduction in the population. I'm encouraged by that, but I'm also tentatively nervous about what's in line for the future. So I think everybody should be braced for that uncertainty.
Find links at alaskafishradio.com.
Fish Radio is also brought to you by Ocean Beauty Seafoods, serving Alaska's fishing communities since 1910. In Kodiak, I'm Lainey Welch.
This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
All right, we're tag teaming today. This is Jared, and I will be doing the Island Messenger today. Thank you, Maggie. Well, let's see. I guess we already kind of covered the weather, didn't we? So, all right, we get to do it again for the Island Messenger. How about that? Anyway, it's 59 degrees in Kodiak right now. We have a east wind at 7 miles per hour, but 10 miles of visibility. 67% humidity. Not bad. Not bad at all. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 61 today with some calm wind. Tonight, a few clouds might be moving in with a low around 51. Calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour after midnight. And tomorrow in Kodiak, mostly sunny with a high near 60. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're heading up to the mainland in Homer right now, it's 57 degrees, fair skies. West wind at 12 miles per hour. They're going to have a pretty similar day to Kodiak, partly sunny with a high near 58, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 45, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 60, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And if you're heading up to the big city in Anchorage, the big city of Anchorage, got to use the right preposition there, 58 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Variable wind, about 3 miles per hour, 62% humidity. Nice clear day, but the showers are going to be moving in this afternoon after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight in Anchorage, isolated showers before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 10%. And tomorrow in Anchorage, cloudy through the mid-morning, then a gradual clearing with a high near 62, west wind around 5 miles per hour. Well, today is the 29th of June. The sun rose at 5:13 a.m. and will set tonight at about 11:14 p.m., giving us 18 hours and 1 minute of daylight. Not too bad. But that means we will have lost about a minute and 15 seconds of daylight since yesterday. But the good news is that the sun is going to rise again tomorrow at 5:13 a.m. Record high was 76 in 1968, record low 38 in 1952. Let's take a look at our, if you're heading out onto the water, let's take a look at your marine forecast. Our synopsis for the North Gulf Coast and the Kodiak Island waters and the Cook Inlet, a trough will extend across the northern Gulf through Wednesday morning. All right, so nice clear skies. From, let's roll up here. Here we go. For west of the Barren Islands, including Kamishak Bay, we have a small craft advisory tonight and tomorrow. Right now, a southwest wind to 15 knots with seas at 4 feet. Tonight, a west wind to 15 knots, increasing to 25 knots after midnight, seas at 7 feet. And tomorrow, west wind of 25 knots with seas at 7 feet. For the Barren Islands East, today, a southwest wind of 20 knots with seas at 7 feet. Tonight, southwest wind of 20 knots with seas at 6 feet. And we got a small craft advisory tomorrow with a west wind of 25 knots and seas at 7 feet. From Marmot Island to Sitkanak, small craft advisory through tonight. We got a southwest wind of 25 knots with seas at 10 feet. Tonight, a southwest wind of 25 knots with seas at 8 feet. And tomorrow, a west wind of 20 knots with seas at 7 feet. For Chiniak Bay, today, variable wind of less than 10 knots with seas at 3 feet. Tonight, a variable wind of less than 10 knots with seas at 3 feet. And tomorrow, a west wind of 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots. In the afternoon, seas at 3 feet. For Marmot Bay today, west wind of 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. Tonight, west wind of 20 knots with seas at 3 feet. And tomorrow, west wind of 15 knots with seas at 3 feet. Finally, for the Shelikof Strait, small craft advisory through tonight. Right now, a southwest wind of 30 knots with seas at 9 feet. Southwest wind of 25 knots tonight with seas at 9 feet. And tomorrow, a southwest wind of 20 knots with seas at 6 feet. Our tides, let's see, over in the Kodiak District, we got a low tide coming up at 3:12 p.m. of 1.06 feet. High tide tonight at 9:57 p.m. of 8.28 feet. Low tide 4:40 a.m. of 0.84 feet tomorrow. And a high tide in the morning at 10:42 a.m. of 5.86 feet. Over on the west side in Euganic Bay, we got a low tide coming up at 3:59 p.m. of 2.12 feet. High tide tonight at 10:21 p.m. of 13.94 feet. Low tide early in the morning at 5:05 a.m. of 1.24 feet. And high tide 11:14 a.m. of 11.56 feet. All right, I think that's the tides. Let's jump in. I think we got a message from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Hello, this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kodiak with Kodiak Commercial Salmon Fishery Advisory Announcement Number 4. Date issued 10 a.m. on June 26th. There will be a 57-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Saturday, June 27th, until 9 p.m. Monday, June 29th, in the following areas. In the Cape Alitak, Humpy Dead Man, Alitak Bay, Mosier Bay, Olga Bay, and Dog Salmon Flat sections of the Alitak District. The Outer Iakulik section of the Southwest Kodiak District, and the Iziut Bay section north of a line from Haystack Rock, at 58 degrees, 10.58 north latitude, 152 degrees, 17.36 west longitude, to Pillar Cape at 58 degrees, 0.89 north latitude, 152 degrees, 0.677 west longitude. The Spiridon Bay Special Harvest Area, or Telrod Cove, will open to commercial salmon fishing at noon Saturday, June 27th, and remain open until further notice. Closed waters are reduced in the Dog Salmon Flat section of the Alitak District from noon Saturday, June 27th, until 9 p.m. Monday, June 29th, to the fishing game markers located at the stream terminus of Dog Salmon Creek, stream number 257403. Closed waters will be expanded near Horse Marine Lagoon from noon Saturday, June 27th, to 9 p.m. Monday, June 29th, in the Dog Salmon Flat section of the Alitak District, east of a line bounded by a point from 57 degrees, 0.724 north latitude, 154 degrees, 0.30 west longitude, to a point 57 degrees, 0.6495 north latitude, 154 degrees, 0.3 west longitude, to a point 57 degrees, 0.638 north latitude, 154 degrees, 0.0 west longitude. As previously announced, the following areas remain open until further notice: the Fowl Bay Special Harvest Area and Waterfall Bay Special Harvest Area. Fishermen are reminded that in the Kodiak area, including the mainland district, until further notice, king salmon 28 inches or greater in length may not be retained by purse and gear in the commercial fishery and must be returned to the water unharmed. Closed waters are reduced until further notice in the following locations: in Fowl Bay to the stream terminus at Hidden Lake Creek, stream number 251406, and in Waterfall Bay to the stream terminus at Little Waterfall Creek, stream number 251822, and to the stream terminus of Big Waterfall Creek, stream number 251821. Other closed waters are shown in the Kodiak Area Salmon Statistical Chart, detailed in commercial salmon fishing regulations and statistical charts. Harvest strategies and commercial salmon fishing regulations are available at the Kodiak Fish and Game Office. And, of course, the most recent salmon fishery information may be obtained by calling the department's 24-hour recorder phone at 486 4559. Thank you very much. Good luck fishing. And this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
All right. Well, let's check in with the community calendar, see what's going on around our community. I got several things to read here to close out the newscast today. Well, we got Walk and Talk Tuesdays with Kodiak 4-H. You can come explore agriculture and local harvest opportunities on Kodiak. This is for all ages. This will be presented live at 1:30 p.m. on the Kodiak 4-H Facebook page, unless otherwise noted. So for tomorrow, they got a Kodiak Baptist Mission farm tour, and then next week, another Bounty farm tour. So the recordings will be archived and available on the 4-H website. That is www.alaska4h.org/Kodiak. That's tomorrow at 1:30. Let's see. The Kodiak Women's Resource and Crisis Center will have a regular monthly meeting of the board of directors at 6 o'clock p.m. On Tuesday, tomorrow evening. Due to the pandemic, meetings are held online. Guests are welcome. If interested in attending, please contact the KWRCC at 486-6171 or email contact@kwrcc.org for more information. Free masks. We heard some stories about masks being required. So if you need some masks, we've got masks for you. Board members and volunteers with the Kodiak Arts Council will be distributing free cloth masks to interested community members this Monday. That's today. Hey, that's today. Right now, actually, you get about half an hour. They're going to be handing them out until 1 o'clock p.m. just outside the Gerald C. Wilson Auditorium. So if you're out listening and at your lunch, then swing on by, pick up a mask. Free mask distribution will continue every Monday through the month of July. Thanks to the Kodiak Emergency Operations Center for making face coverings available free to the public. And thanks to the Kodiak mask makers for creating them. We got some public, looks like we have one public meeting coming up. That's today at 6:30 p.m. The Consolidation Committee meeting will be in the Assembly Chambers. Please call the clerk's office at 486-9311 if you need any more information. The banner hunt is still going on. Actually, you got one more day. One more day. So the Emergency Operations Center has placed these remember banners at several locations on the road system. So when you spot one, write it down on your entry form. Find as many as you can. Some locations may have more than one banner, and each banner counts. So be sure to submit your entry form by the deadline, which is tomorrow, Tuesday, June 30th. You can enter to win one of five BMX bicycles with helmets and bike locks from 58 Degrees North. And this contest is open for anyone ages 6 to 16. All of the rules, entry forms, information can be found on the following websites: at the City of Kodiak website, the Kodiak Island Borough website, or the Kodiak Island Borough School District, KIBSD.org. Let's see, entries submitted before tomorrow, entry limit to one per person, and entries with the highest number of correct locations will be eligible to win. In case of a tie, winners will be determined by a random drawing. Entries can be returned by email to bannerhunt@city.kodiak.ak.us, and make sure you use the subject line Banner Hunt Entry, or you can drop it off at the Kodiak Public Library Book Drop at 612 Egan Way. Hey, look at that, we got time for more announcements. Let's see, we got that one already. Notice is hereby given that the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly will be holding a public hearing on Thursday, July 16th at 6:30 to hear comments on a budget amendment adding money to the Education Support Fund, rescinding a prohibition on edible marijuana projects, and another ordinance concerning elections. So public involvement is, of course, encouraged. Give them a call at 486-3231 for public comments or email comments to clerks@kodiakak.us. And you can see all of the Borough Assembly agendas on their website at www.kodiakak.us. And you can sign up online to receive e-updates once agenda packets of the Assembly are available on the web. And finally, really quick, let me do one more, it looks like. Kodiak Animal Shelter and Humane Society of Kodiak's annual Pet Idol Photo Contest is underway, going on right now through July 31st. They accept up to five photos per pet, and they'll be featured in next year's calendar. So you can see details of the contest at the Kodiak Animal Shelter website or contact them at 486-8077. I think that just about does it for Island Messenger today.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 2 times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. and during the midday report at 12:20. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.